This is an executive summary of the 1031 exchange process, step by step. Baker 1031 Investments from Baker 1031 Investments. A 1031 exchange involves several parties, two strict deadlines, and a handful of unforgiving rules, but it follows a predictable, repeatable sequence. Get the order right, especially engaging your qualified intermediary before you sell, and the rest is disciplined execution against the calendar. This guide walks through the entire process step by step, with the deadlines, documents, and decisions that matter at each stage, so you can move through your exchange with confidence rather than improvisation. At a high level, a 1031 exchange is a continuation of your real estate investment. You sell one investment property and reinvest the proceeds into another, deferring the tax. The process exists to satisfy the tax rules that make that deferral possible, chiefly that you never take receipt of the proceeds and that you meet the identification and closing deadlines. The sequence has a logic. You plan and assemble your team first, engage a qualified intermediary before selling, sell the relinquished property, identify replacement property within 45 days, complete diligence and financing, close within 180 days, and report the exchange. Each step sets up the next, and skipping or reordering steps, especially engaging the chelate, is where exchanges fail. This summary is for educational purposes only. Review the cited sources and discuss your circumstances with your CPA, attorney, and qualified intermediary.